Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. And on Thursday, we have been waiting for U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. Alan, as he said, stay tuned. And this is the stay tuned. Dean Skelos, New York Senate leader, and his son are said to be the focus of a corruption inquiry, a grand jury weighing evidence in a case against Senator Dean Skelos at the Capitol. And the federal prosecutors have begun presenting that evidence to the grand jury. And it all adds up to the fact that Dean Skelos is in trouble.
David, there once were three men in the room, and we heard Preet Bharara talking about those three men in the room. He said it was the basis of the corrupt culture of Albany. Sheldon Silver has been indicted. Now we're looking at trouble, real trouble, for Dean Skelos, who, in conjunction with his own son, is being looked at for corrupt practices. And that leaves only one of the three men in a room. So Skelos is a very decent fellow. He's been in these studios. He's a guy who doesn't have the outward appearances of somebody who you might think could be, you know, a crook. But the call of the legislature to do favors for people to get deals done, especially when you're in the top position in the state Senate, is mighty. And one, of course, is going to see what evidence the government rolls out. But the leaks to the New York Times that we have seen now show that there may be some real problems for Skelos and for his son.
Should other legislators be worried at the Capitol?
Well, you know, I said when Sheldon Silver was indicted that you could hear knees rocking together from here to California. Obviously, anybody who has ever done anybody a favor and gotten something back for it is going to be now concerned. As Preet Bharara said in his most famous two words, which you indicated, which is after Silver, stay tuned for more. So the stay tuned is now showing. If the history books are going to be what I think they're going to be, Preet Bharara is going to be seen as the hero of all of this.
Will New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio be seen as the hero of the left? From the Times this morning, Mayor Bill de Blasio is seeking to transcend his relative obscurity and jumpstart a countrywide movement.
Look, David, Bill de Blasio has been enigmatic, to put it mildly. When the Working Families Party wants to nominate Zephyr Teachout, and was going to, in my opinion, de Blasio gets in there and saves Andrew Cuomo, the centrist hash. Now he is out there saying, I'm going to lead the left-wing movement. You know, you can't have it all ways. Right now, Hillary Clinton seems to have a lock on the nomination, but there are those who think that there should be somebody with a more leftist perspective. Elizabeth Warren says she won't do it. And now we have the specter of this mayor who says he's from the left, but who often acts anything but that, getting out there to say, I'm the left guy here. Is he running for president? Time will tell here, but we'll see.